Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bitzchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
The Gemara Nun Chesam and Aleph says that which the Mishnah says, Nofel Gina Nenis Mishalemis Masha Nenis, is not only if it was Achlo, but even if it was Nechbeda. As Freg the Gemara, what's the Chiddush Afilu Nechbeda? As Zog the Gemara, Ema Mavriya Chari Minich Sechaveiru. Mashenenis nami loy mishalem. As we've learned in the Gemara, there's a havamina that by mavriach hari, being that all you're doing is being mavriach hari, you shouldn't have a chiyuv of nene. So what's the reason why you potter b'nene? As Rashi says, umitzvuhu da'avid umidi loy lishkol, being that he's doing it for a mitzvah, as therefore he's not able to get paid for it. The shayla is, what's pshat in Rashi? What's the reason why doing it for a mitzvah should pater you? As Hashem will see, the Ravid also says like Rashi, the Gemara says that when do you say that's only midaitoi. Mashenkin in the Mishnah, it's la midaitoi not. Meaning, if the reason why you pater is because you're doing a mitzvah, it's only when you're doing it. When you walk and you do it, you're getting a mitzvah. But over here, where the behemoth fell on your field with you without knowing it, so you don't get a mitzvah b'chlalos, it's not shaykh the pturim mavriach hari. What in the second chelik of the Gemara is a chelik between lesley pteida and islay pseida. What should be the chelik? Ablafi says, doch zeh gishmak, when do you have a mitzvah b'makum de lesley pseida? B'makum de islay pseida? You're not mechuyev to do it. As a meila, he's not called a mavriach hari. Lefi Rashi, lefi the Ravid, the hemshech of the Gemara is dachzei gishmak. Nahaguf is sarach bir. That what's the reason why when you're doing a mitzvah, there's no chiyev of nene. As the shach and zemin kufchav ches sifkot and ches is mavur that when it's a umdina derabanan. That when a person does a mitzvah, mistam, he doesn't want to get money. He wants to do the mitzvah, l'shem shamayim. He's meichel on getting the geld because he wants to do the mitzvah, l'shma. Yeah, but the word is this kilo machila, umdana de machila. Rashi doesn't mention anything. Rashi is very sosom. So, like you could say, a different kivun. Bidas Rashi, appear of Bo Ber and Baba Kama. The Birchus Shmuel and Baba Kama, the Birchus Shmuel says a Chiddush in the Chiyuv of Nene. Pashas, you learn the Chiyuv of Nene is Mishum Amayni Gabach. You're Nene from me. As you have my mom and sitting by me, you have to pay up. The Bo Ber, boys from the Chuvas Rambam, that the Rambam learns that the Chiyuv of Nene is not Mishum. Stama money gabach. No, it's a din of gezel. The Moshul, the Gemara in Bar Metzia Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bey says it's also for a person to take hanah from another person. Shaloi b'shus. What's this of taking hanah? Is the issa l'chayr of using someone's chayfetz, taking someone's chayfetz? That's gezel. But what's the issa of taking hanah? Shteit in the Gemara, being nene from someone's chayfet without his rishus is also a gevisser gezel. As if it's also a gevisser gezel, you mechuyev l'shalem. That's why the Rambam brings it down. In Hilchus Gneva, the Rambam brings down the din of nene. Boy, Rebok Be'er was mazber. That's why it's Shaykh Kimle B'di Rabmine on a p'tur of nene. Because it's a Gneva dika din. Ad kan divrei Rebok Be'er. As if you learn like Rebok Be'er, it'll be the Rambam. That the din of Nene is a Gneva Dika din, as if you could say, Boifin Ze, Bizman, when the person, the Bailim, is doing a mitzvah, as a Bezeng, the Shdokim Achayev from Gneva, as Loimi Boi, when he's doing a mitzvah, he's Machuyev to do, he's Machuyev to give you the Hano, as an Avadi, you can't call him a Gneva, as Rashi's Dachzei Gishmak. Ablochoy Taisis brings down that even by Perea Choyv Shal Chaveroi, over there also there's a tour of Mavriya Chari. And over there, Lochoyra, by Perea Choyv Shal Chaveroi, over there there's no chiv to do it. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Ulai there's over there's another din of mavriach harei the Yerushalmi. Or maybe you could say that even if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but ad kama the mitzvah person's doing it for a mitzvah, because it's not called you being goyneh from him. Thus is shitas Rashi, negeda the p'tur of mavriach harei. However, in Tosis, Rosha wanted to learn in Tosis that Tosis has a different kivon in the p'tur. Tosis says that the p'tur of mavriach harei is only when it's not vadai that you'll be mafsid, but when it's vadai that you'll be mafsid, or then there's no p'tur of mavriach harei. Tosis buys it from kama mekoymis. My nafkimina, if it's vadai that you mafsid or not vadai that you mafsid. As Rosha wanted to say that the pshat in Tosis is that Tosis holds together mavriach harei is it's a hano koldu. It's not a gunug hano to be machayiv, being that it's not bara that you're going to have the hano. Such hano is called hano koldu. It can't be machayiv. Only when it's a hefsid bara, as then it's called the hano that you could be machayiv for. Oh. As Lefiza, it's going under kivun in the p'tur of mavriach harei. Yeah. As this is the first chelek of the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says a new yisaid. Amar Rav Kana leishanu elo ba'isay aruga. Avo me aruga la aruga mishalemes ma shehizika. V'yechonama filu me aruga la aruga filu kol hayom kulay. Tzach bir v'men nechluku. Why should it make a difference? Another aruga. What's gedon machlekes? As Rashi is mazber. So Rashi Kipshuta sounds that Rashi's saying that you're an oinis, you can't watch the behemoth. Kachas mashman the ra'ah, the shame the in the shita b'das Rashi. Then it's a rubia, basket al machlokes and under ruga. If you're chayiv or not, if it's an oinis, you're potter. If you're not an oinis, it's chayiv. What's the machlokes is if it's an oinis or not? Yeah. As in the Rush, this is a Gila and Tosis also, the Rush says a different shot. The Rush says that that which we say, Yipata by Saruga, is not because you're an Inus. And I zog the Rush, even if you see by Saruga that the behemoth is there, the Hainu the behemoth fell, and you looked and you see it and you could stop it. Afilu hachi, Yipata by Saruga. It's Arbi Olama. Arbi Shleim on the falling when the behemoth fell as he was annoying to see Pater, but now he sees it. Why should he be Pater? I suck the rush because the Machayiv of Shem V'regel is beer canes, beer b'steyacher. As it's only when it's at the oven came beer, when he was a Pashen, the behemoth going into the Sada. But once the behemoth is in the Sada already, as then there's no Machayiv. The Shaila is what's Pshan the rush? My command. It's kaidum kol Naftali boys in this rush that the machayiv of mazik of mamon hamazik is pshi in the shmira. As if the machayiv is pshi in the shmira, as the rush could say, there's levels of pshi, certain levels yachayiv, certain levels yipater. V'oid Rav Nachum was moisif on the rush that the geder adavar is that when you're a pshia in the behema going into the sada, thus is a hecher adaga of pshia. That level of pshia makes you achroif all the hezekis it does in the sada. Masha ein ken when the behema is already in the sada, no, it's just running around in the sada after it's in, as then it's a much level lower of pshia. As the gzeres hakosav is the only chayiv for pshia when it's the highest level of pshia, you will push in the knisa the behema into the sada. Thus is the shita of the Rush and the Rishonim, the Ravid, the Miri, they say a different word. They say, Rega. But before that, according to the Rush, as what's the chilek me aruga leruga or not? As the Rush boy even says, Hey, Geshmak, Moisei aruga, das is Oisei Sada. But if it goes la aruga acheres, that's kilo, it's going into another Sada. As over here, you're pesheyin it going into the Sada. This is the first mandiyam. And the other mandiyam, Rabbi Yechon, afilu me aruga la aruga, because he holds that being that it's one big sada, as it's all called one big sada, even though it's aruga la aruga, but it's one big sada. As once it goes into the sada, there's no higher level of shia. It's all the same shia. Nazak the Rosh. The Raivi Demiri, they say a different hesber in the Gemara. They say the Ptur is because it's called a Makabi De Shamayim Ba'isai Aruga. What do they mean? It's Makabi De Shamayim. My comma. As Lachari the Kifun is Ba'ifin Zeh. They'll also learn that the Mechayiv is the Pshi and the Shmira. However, the only time Yechayiv is when the Pshia in the Shmira was Goyrim the Hezek. Tainu, because you were Pashe from watching it, as you caused it to be Mazik. As Bishleima, when you Pashe and the Behemoth falling into that Ruga, as then your Pshia caused the Behemoth to be Mazik. But over here, you were an Inus. As Kum Techois, now what the Behemoth is being Mazik, is Mikoyach, the original Inus that it fell into the Aruga. It's continuing the original Nefila. Does make Makkah Bidei Shamayim. Because when something is an Inus, it means Kilo Bidei Shamayim, they pushed him in. As it's Kilo the Hezek was Ayidei the Shamayim, because it was Ayidei Inus. I, right now, you see the behemoth and you could be maneyed from being mazik, as you should be chayiv for the mania. No, the chiyuv of mazik is not because you weren't maneyed the hezik. The chiyuv of mazik is because you were goyrim the hezik to happen, as it's only called you were goyrim the hezik to happen when you made the first step that was goyrim the behemoth to be mazik, which is over here the nefila. But over here being that the nefila was ba'ainis, as I would say, the call is Nimshach, one big oinus. So that's called a Makabi De Shamayim. Alefiza, what's the machlekes me'aruga la'aruga? Al derech the Rosh, if it's me'aruga la'aruga, as ulai das is a sada chadasha. As I would say, the original nefila was only caused the first hezek of the second aruga, not. So if you hold it's called a sada acheres. The other man, the Yama, holds, no, it's one big sada. As we still look at it, that the Hezek was called by the original Mephila. So this is the Bir on the Sugya of Aruga La Aruga. We go to the Amid Beis. The Gemara in the Amid Beis brings down Ketzan Mishalemes Mashe Ziko. Milani Mili, as the Gemara brings down a pasik, Ubiyo Bistei Acher, Milamed Shesomin Agabe Stei Acher. As the Pashte de Gemara, Vachinoket Pnei Yeshua, is Mashman Rashi and Bamitziyad of Sadik Tes, that it's Exeris Akosif. This is a din da Raisa, that Yeshomin Agabe Stei Acher. Do a hezek yishamin al gabe stay acher. Now this din is mavur in the Gemara before that it's not only a din by a mamon hamazik. The Gemara is mavur that it's a din by all hezekis. The Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that it's also a din by a vlad of a para. As it's a din klali that whenever you do a shuma, yishamin agav a dover acher. This is interesting. Shaila, Reb Chaim, in the stenzloch, the new stenzloch, they bring down from Reb Chaim, a chiddush la'alocha pisa. Reb Chaim wanted to tell you what happens if you have a house and a child throws something into the window of the house. The child is potter. Why? Because you see over here there's a locha yeshamin agav asoda. It's by a bias, yeshamin agav the bias. Today is how much a house is worth with a window, how much a house is worth without a window. Avada doesn't make a difference in the shivui of the house. Zim Kain, you potter. Nechazenish ki yodua es choylek on Reb Chaim. Nechazenish in Sefer says, lo yitochin dover ze, ay, in the Gemara's mavu, yishom in agav dover achel. Zokt, nechazenish, there's two ways of making a shuma. By a dover, which is oimid limkor, as then the shuma is, kefila mechira, that's called a tshabius, how much is nimkar in the shuk. Of a window of a house is not a dover oimid limkor. What happens when someone breaks a window? You fix it. As over there, you make the shavius, give you what a person pays to fix it. And of course, that's the midui of the shavius. Yeah. Oh. So it is a grace of Chiddush. The Gemara is mavura that it's a kula to the mazik. That's the reason why we're doing it. The fear of Chaim, it comes out. I'm all you pat to the mazik. It's taka grace of Chiddush. Abadas is mavur in the Gemara. Aleph is the chiddush of Samin al Gavis Teyacher. The Gemara brings a pasuk. This is one chiddush in the Gemara. Another chiddush in the Gemara is mavur that you make the shuma of Echad B'Shishim. This is another chiddush. Be'emes the Rishonim yes. That mehechatesa we should make the shuma echad b'shishim. Where's the makkah for such a din that you make a shuma echad b'shishim? As the Ravid and the Ra'ah say that you have to say kach kabbalah ha'isa b'yadam kilu psahalocha l'mayshem v'sinai on them loymatzinu a makkah. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis makes an interesting shushtel. He says, just like you find by Bittul B'Shishim, as the shear is, then in Masech Techulin, he says, L'chari means Bittul B'Shishim. The shear is Me'echad B'Shishim. Is who I din over here? It's our beer. What Shaykhis does a din of Bittul B'Shishim have to do with this din over here? As Devin Ezel, Niske Mamin, Perik Talit, Halacha Yud Gimel, is Mazbid the Dimyan, that what's the gedder of the shear of Echad B'Shishim? Because until Shishim, the thing has a chshivis b'fnei atzmai. Once it's in Yosem B'Shishim, it loses its chshivis, it's eino nechshev l'klum. But just like we say by a chayfetz, klapi the dinam of Bittul, as alta Rambam, a Dimyan you have to over here also. When you're making a shuma ad Shishim, it has a chshivis to it. As you can make a shuma from it, of yosem yishishim, it doesn't have a chshivas to it. Yeah. I mean, the Rambam is just a remez. Oh. That the kilups, it's called a ksas nikar, the me'ein hadavar. Oh. As thus is the second shlav of the sugya, that is a shuma of echad b'shishim. Oh. And Shitas Rashi says that there's a third chiddush. And the Shitas Rashi is you do the Shuma two ways. Number one, when you're Mazik and Haruga, as then you make the Shuma, how much you do the Haruga, Agav, Abesa. This is one Shuma. The Hainu, you don't measure how much the Haruga Shava, but you do the Shavis of the Haruga, Agav, the Abesa. And then when the Gemara asks, Hechi Shai Minon, the Gemara is asking a new question. When you make a Shuma on the Beis Saw, as you don't make a Shuma how much you would sell a Beis Saw. It's too much. As you make a Shuma of the Beis Saw, how much you would sell it, if you would sell Shishim Beis Saw, is how much would one Saw of Shishim Beis Saw work? As Kum Techais Lefi Rashi's, there's a chiddush, there's two levels of shuma. Number one, there's a shuma that you don't make the peiris. You do the peiris agav the karka. That's at level one. Number two, there's a shuma when you mazik an aruga, you don't measure the aruga, you do it kifilu the aruga bebeisa. Level number two. Level number three, that when you figure out the beisa, as then you don't figure out the beisa, how much you sell a beisa. You do the Beisa Echad B'Shishim. And Taisis is on Rashi, Meirche Tesa, that you'd have so many different Shumas in the Pasuk. It's one Gzeris HaKosev. Where do you see all these levels? Zayin the Mamshif, which is defined, different Makairis, to Biyukim from the Pasuk to two different Shumas. Takatvam Mechudashim, to make two Joshes of this is the Kivunim. To answer, Shitas Rashi. Another Nakuda in Rashi's Mavur. Another Nakuda. Before we go into the next Nakuda, there's a Grace of Hakira, which daily Rabbi Seinu Achoiker in the gather of the din of Shuma that Yeshamin Agav Ibeisa. The Hakira is found in the Risk of Rav in the Mukhtav and Besoif in Amid 160. The Chazon Yecheskel and his Pirish in the Tesefta in Perik Vav, in our Perik, in Halacha Yud, that declare Yesh Lodin, what's the gather of the din of Shomin al Gabe Stei Acher? How do you understand it? You could understand it two ways. You could understand that Be'etzem, the Dov HaNizik, is the Pri. And really, you should have to pay the whole Shavis of the Pri. Like the Gemara says before, in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, it's a Kula. We made a Kula for the Mazik. It's a Kosev that we make along the Mazik as we make the Shuma Ba'ifin HaKal. Vemela, we say that you make the Shuma Agav Esada, Rashishim, V'chulei, the different Kulas. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is, you could say that Be'emes, the Hezek, is to the Karka. The reason why you shamed Agav the Karka is because the Hezek is to the Karka. As I would say, it's not a Kula in Shuma. No, does Guf is the Hezek. The Hezek is to the Karka with the Pri. Thus is the Grace of Hakira of Rabbi Seinu. My nafkamina in the Chakira, as the Chazon Yecheskel tainis, an interesting nafkamina. What would be if the aruga that you are mazik belongs to Reuven, and the karka belongs to Shimon? Could you make us a shuma of sada agavacha? As up there, if the word is because you are mazik is karka, that's why you make the shuga of agav steyacher. As over here, you can't make the Shuma Agav Steyacha because the Karka doesn't belong to the person who's Peres, you are Mazik. But if you learn it's Tam Shuma Ba'alma, not a din that you are Mazik yet, as then it shouldn't make a difference. You should be able to make the Shuma. You can only make a Shuma if it all belongs to one person. As the Chazon Yecheskel Tainas, a Shena Diak in a Gemara. In the Gemara, on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, now what's Taka the reason why Yisham Agav Dover Acher? Amalei Rivacha, Brei the Ravler Vashi, Vidinuhu, Leichush Mazik, what do we be makel for the Mazik? Mishum da amalei paramabauta aziktrach. Paramabauta shaminalach. Dainu, the Gemara over there, Sushtels, the same way why you mazik the Yisham the Peres Agav the Sada. If you have a para that's moved beres, as you don't have to pay for the Vlad, you pay how much the para is worth with the Vlad and para without the Vlad. And the Gemara says, why do you make it that way? Because paramabauta aziktrach. As mashma. That the word is because we look at it ki'ilu yamazik the para, not that yamazik the uber. This is the grace of machlokes. As Nochum wanted to say, and this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in two places in Perikama and Baba Kama, Shena Tliya. Number one, There's a sugya in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the sugya of Machalya Kalna. There's a havamin in the Gemara that the only time you're chayiv is when you're Machalya Kalna. When you're not Machalya Kalna, you're not chayiv. As what's the seer of Machalya Kalna? As Rashi says, the seer of Machalya Kalna is Kigoin she'ochla rufa v'seichay lachzor l'tzmoyach avaloi k'tchila. Nainu, shachas tua, when tua grows, first it's a shachas, it's not fully mevushal dika tua, not fully grown, and then it turns into tua. So over here, the animal ate it when it was shachas, as it's eventually going to grow back, and grow back more. As that's called a hezek, deloy mechal yekana, because it's going to go back. Frek the Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi, that why is that called a hezek? Deloy mechalya karna. I read the shachas that he ate is mechalya. That peris that he ate is never growing back, as that's a hezek of mechalya karna. As if Nochum wanted to say, what is the machloikis? The machloikis is in this nakuda. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam learns that the hezek is in the peris, not in the karka. That which we use the karka is just the shuma ba'alma. As he doesn't understand Rashi, why is it called Loi Mechal Yekana? He ate up the whole pre, as the pre is Mechal Yekana, he ate the whole pre Lagamri. But Rashi learns that the Hezek is in the Karka. As being that the Hezek is in the Karka, as thus says that it's Loi Mechal Yekana, because the Karka is going to produce this pre Nachamo. As thus says Loi Mechal Yekana. Kimuvan, the Mefarshim explained, it's talking about we'll grow back to Tua in the same season. It grows back very fast. About if we'll grow back in another year, that's called Mechal Yekana Klapi this year, but it means it'll grow back quickly, the same thing. This is one Machlokes Rashi in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Another Machlokes Rashi in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, the Shitasam, is in the Vav Amud Beis, the bottom Rashi. Rashi says that if you nogach shol shel hegdish, you potter. Why? Mishum ein. Rashi says, and then Rashi continues, and if we're talking about a stay hegdish, you're also potter. Why? Because ein mila bekarkois, the chol mechubel karka kekarka dummy. As with Tzarech Bia, what's Pshan in Rashi? Mishum ein mila b'karkois, yipata mishum mazik. As Vaistachos in Rashi, mila is also a gzela dikadin. Like Reb Chaim says in Sefer, as the Torah patters you from mila, misham aloimdim to tashlumei nezik and yipata too. I'm afraid the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi, favos is thus called mila b'karkois. Are when the behema eats the pri from the karka, it bites the pre off the karka, and then it eats the pre. By the time it's eating the pre, it's already tolish. As I say, the behemoth is being mazik, a dove tolish. Azim Kain, as why is it called mila bekarkois? I mean, the mila is in the pre. Ablafiyad varam elus dozei gishmak. Rashi l'shitasei. Rashi learns when you mazik a mechubel a karka, the hezek is in the karka. That's why you make the shuma agav the karka. As even though the behema bites and chews and eats it after it's tolish, but it doesn't make a difference, being that the shuma is agav the karka, it's a simen that the hezek is in the karka. As dozei say mila b'karkois. Over the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasei, he learns the hezek is in the pri. That which you make a shuma is a din in shuma. As if the hezek is in the pre, thus says nishmila bekarkois. Azei gishmak Rashi and the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasam in this chakira. As if Nachum wanted to be meisif, this is a little bit of a chiddush in pshat. It's in the sefer of Shuri of Nachum on Dav Gimel that there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, which you could be masbir lefize. Nachum wanted to learn that Rashi is mavur in the sugya over here, that when you make the shuma, you make a shuma, how much the karka is nimkeres b'shuk. Rav Nachum wanted to be medayik in Tosis that the shuma is in the peiris. That's imshita. Is a yam shel shleima. The yam shel shleima taina is that you're selling the shavi of a kalka. Why should you do it in the shivui of a kalka? You do it in the shivui of the peiris of a kalka, and you're selling the peiris of a kalka, not in a kalka. Nachum wanted to be medayik from Tosis over here. The Tosis learns that way. Yeah, shlon in the diuk. That's what Nachum wanted to be medayik. What's the hezbollah nachleik is how you do the shuma. As Nachum wanted to say, this is mamish Rashi l'shitasai. Rashi holds the gedar hadvarim is that what's the davran is the karka as a bezei. When you make a shuma, you make a shuma in the karka. But Tosfos holds like the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam that the gedder of the Shuma is that it's a Shuma ba'alma. It's not a din the davran is ix the karka. As why should you do kefi the shivui ha-karka? As what do you do it? Kefi the peiris of the karka, not kefi the shivui of the karka, like the yamshel shleima. And there's a greater raya that that's the sheet of the Shari Shainim that a cholik on Rashi. From Rashi, from a Russian Erech and Yud Ches, over there is Mavur, when you make an Erech, as you make the Shuma of a Yad, Agav the Guf, and the Rosh Sush tells that you see, that you do it, also, like you do by Yesoda, Agav Yesoda, Suadin by Erechin. If it's a din of Mazik, what's the Shaychus to Erechin? Or if it's a Xeris HaKosif, how you make a Shuma, as then you could say, Bazev, Igilu al Komakom, that this is the way you make a Shuma. If he's there, you'd be able to be Miyashiv, or the Briskerov over there, Mechtovim, Es on the Rush. The Rush, in the beginning of Achoyvel, says that the reason why when you sham the Hezek of a Yad, you do the Yad, Agav the Guf, how much you would sell the Guf, how much the Guf is worth with a Yad, without a Yad, you learn it out from over here. As over there, the Rosh is talking about by Chavala Va'adam, not by your Eved. And the Rosh says, even by Chavala Va'adam, how do you make the Shuma? You make the Shuma, how much a person would be sold with a Yad, and how much he's worth without a Yad. The Briska Rav Tain is on the Rosh, Yishlodin V'lidin. If you learn that, like Rashi, that the gather of the Shuma is because we look at the Hezek, that you are Mazik the Karka, as that's only Shayek Zok the Briskerov by Kalka, because Tashlumei Nezikin is you're paying for the Hefsid of the Karka and the Shivui of the Karka. But when you're talking about Chavala Bnei Adam, as then Chavala Bnei Adam over there, the Tashlumen is not for the Hefsid of Adam. Brings down the big side of Reb Chaim, the Das HaRambam. Reb Chaim said, "Alpi the Gemara, if ain't damim leben chayrin, that a ben chayrin doesn't have a shivui. The shleima eved, a behema, you could say, has a shivui limkor b'shuk. As what are you paying? You're paying the shavius of limkor b'shuk because a behema and eved has a shavius. Of a person ain't shivui l'adam, ain't dam leben chayrin. He's priceless, he's valueless. As what's the ged of tashlumei chavala? Tashlumei chavala is stamach zeres akosiv, that you pay money. It's stamach shuma ba'alma. As I bezei zok the brisker rav, when past the din of shaman al gabi stoyacha, that's when you're paying tashlumei hefsid. As when you're paying tashlumei hefsid, as then you could pay agav steyacha. Aber when you're paying chavolo ba'adam, over there it's not tashlumei hefsid, as it doesn't pass the din of agav steyacha. Zeish lodon on the chiddush of the rush. Zei tainet the brisker rav. Of his dochzei geshmak, the rush the shitasai to the rush in erichin, that the rush holds that the din is a din in shuma. Zei, it's a din in shuma. It could be by chavolo ba'adam also. Briska Rav was asking the feel itzad that it's a din in hezek. Oh, the Rosh anyway doesn't hold it's a din in hezek. As a meila, the Rosh team is very good. L'shitasai. is one more machlekes that the Chazon Yecheskel is mitzayin to. The Chazon Yecheskel is mitzayin to a Gemara b'Metzia on Daf Tzadik Tes. As the Gemara over there in Tzadik Tesam at Beis and Bom Mitzia, Hai man de gozel chavitze de tamre mechave, viz bechamishe tamre. Over there is talking about by gezel, and it says someone who's gozel chavitze de tamre, it's tomorrow mameduvokim yachad, viz bechamishem tamre, agav adodi mizdavin binun, nechichod. If you sell them all together, you sell it for 49. If you sell each one separately, as then each one is worth one, as you get 50 altogether. As the Gemara says, Lehedyet Mishalim Chamishim Nechichoda. To a Hedyet you pay 49. Lehegdish Mishalim Chamishim. Not makel in the Shuma. Yeah. Rather over here, Luchar would be a diuk that it's a din in Shuma. When Hedyet and Hegdish have a different din, what you mazik? Yeah. Over here, you see it's a din in Shuma. Yish Lodun or the Pampel. Tesis is a shayla on the Gemara. Tesis, Teima, Hechi, Maisi, Raya, Mikakoya, Mitalten, Dakocho, Loidami, Shehocho, Havitze, the Tamre, Ain Shaman, Beshishim, Kihosam, Elevif Neatzma. Tesis, the Gemara brings a Raya to this din. From the din of Shomin Agabi Steyacha. It's the same way over there by Shomin Agabi Steyacha. You make on the Shuma. So what din over here? You make on the Shuma and you only have to pay 49. Frektoises, my Siraya, Mikakoy Metalplim, Damakocho Loidomi, Shehocho Chavitze de Tamre, Ain Shomin Beshishim, Kihosam, Elabifne Atzmai, Harebai Chavitze de Tamre, you're not Shomin Beshishim, Hashem came by Karka. Yeshamim Bishishim. As in the Tosfos Shants in the Shita, he answers the Shaila of Tosfos. And he says, the reason why you're not Shamim Metaltlim Bishishim is because Metaltlim, it's not Shaykh Ashishim. Bishleim on a Sada, as you have a big Sada, Yemazik Ashishim of the Sada, as it's a Echad Mishishim, you make a Shuma. But by metaltlin, each dover is oimid bifnei atzmai. You eat this tamri. What does it have to do with the next tamri? It's not one big thing together. You could do it agav shishim. As the shaila is what is Tosfos hold? The Tosfos asked the question. L'chari, what does he do with the Tosfos shans Israel? As the Chazon Yecheskel wants to learn, it's totally on this Chakira. Meaning, if you learn that Tosfos holds it's Tamadin of Shuma, as Tosfos holds even by Karka, when you don't have a Karka of Shishim Sa, when all you have is a Karka of Sa, you'll still make a Shuma of Echad B'Shishim because it's a Din in Shuma. Say, B'Zei, Frek Tosfos, as you could be Mechalik between the Inyanim. But the Tosfos Shants will learn that no, it's Mavur and the Tosfos Shants. The only time you make a Shuma of Echad Mishishim is when you have a Shishim with it. If you don't have a Shishim with it, you don't make a Shuma. Why? Because the Tosfos Shants will learn that it's a din in the Dover HaNizik. As if it's a din in the Dover HaNizik, as I would say, you only do it when you have everything together. This is the Tliya, the Chazon Yecheskel. He wants to say this Machloikis is Tully. In the grace of Chakira, of what the gather of the Shuma is. But Yesh Lodin, you could say, even in Shuma, maybe you only can make a Shuma when it's together. When it's all together, then you can make a Shuma of Echad B'Shishim. But if it's a Dover Nifrad, you can't make a Shuma of Echad B'Shishim. Be'emes is the grace of Taina from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to say that the whole Musig that you could say that it's a din in Hezek is not shaykh by by gzela. Over here, the sugi is talking about by gzela. Why? He says, Bishleima by a mazik. What's machayev you? What's machayev you is the hefsid. As then you could say, when you eat peiris and a mechubarim lakarka, what were you mafsid? You were mafsid the karka shel chaveiroi. As a meila, that's what you have to pay. But over here, when you're talking about by gezel, what's machayev you is not the hefsid lechaveiro. By gezel, what's machayev you is the mais and etila. As a bezei, what were you noitel? You weren't noitel the karka. You were zicha noitel the peiris of the karka. As by gezel, it wouldn't be shayich to say that when you steal the peiris of the karka, what are you doing? You're really being mazik the karka. You are noitel the karka b'chlal. The mais and etila was only on the peiris. There was no mais and etila on the karka. He didn't take the karka. As by gezel b'chlal, gezel karkois l'pochus b'chlal, it's not shaykh a musig of being, of saying that the machayiv is the, you look at it, kilo you were gezel the dabracha. Azim kinem advarim, as over here, I mean, over here, we're not talking about a karka. What are we talking about when you were goizel, when you took all the tmarim? But kilo, what's the shayla? The shayla is, are we looking at it that you did 50 mice agnevas or one mice agneva? Yet, l'chayr, it's one mice and a tila over here. You took all the tmarim together. You did 50 mice agnevas on each one separately. Pashas over here, it's one mice and a tila on everything together. Mechatesed adanit is kilo, each one is a separate thing. Tadanit kilo. A separate ma'isa gneva. As yesh don, if the ganze hakira shayich, koidum kol, the briskerov says it's not shayich by gneva's peiris. Yeah. And even in our sugya, the rasugya over here is talking about gneva of metalflim, of a filu achi yesh don, if you could look at it, kilu split by gneva into two dargas. As I bezei over here, when Taisis, over here in the Gemara, that the Gemara kilu says it's a din in Shuma, as L'chayra over here, you would see that it's a kul in the Shuma, it's not a din in the Hezek. As Be'emes Ulai, you could say a knetch. That would, L'maisek, daily Rabbi Seinu, V'choyker Hakira, V'zama B'koy, V'zama B'koy. But koydum kol one knech stamin pshat. Lefi Rashi, which we saw, kama Rashi is that amavus is gan stark, that the hezek is in the karka. As in the shir of echod b'shishim, according to Rashi, that's also a din in hezek, meaning that Rashi holds that when you eat peiris and mechubarim lekarka, it's called your mazik the karka. As what about echod b'shishim? The word is, how much are you mazik? The Yamazik Echod Bishishim, Nir Nadvarim, thus is Klor Lefi Rashi. That, according to Rashi, that which Rashi holds, the reason for the Shuma is because you're a Mazik, that's only going on the Etzem Antin, that Yamazik, the Karka, that Yishomen Al Gabi Steyacher, on the Etzem Antin, that Yishomen Al Gabi Steyacher, that's because Yamazik, the Karka. But the sveita din that you make the shuma echon mishishim, that's a zichra din in shuma, even lefishitis rashi, doesn't. Not because the hezek is only mishishim, no. It's a gedda that, kilo over here, there's a kula in the shuma, a makel for the mazik. Oh. Yeah. Oh. As does is aleph, even lefishitis rashi, that Rashi holds that there's the reason for the din is because it's a yamazik the karka, but that's only for the elshted din that yishomen al gabe steyachel. The din of echad b'shishim moed yitoch in Rashi is moed that thus is a din in shuma. Thus is shlav aleph. Oh. Shlav beis yesh lodin lefi Rashi that the Gemara darshins exeris akosiv. May us, the Gemara Dashin's Exeris Akosiv, that Yishomin Al Gabi Hasoda. the shaila is Efsha Dos Kufa, that we look at it Kiilu, that this is the hezek is the karka, is Kiilu a kula of the Torah, to look at it that the hezek is the karka, Kidei Lohokal Ala Mazik. Meaning Avad is Rashi's Moida, that the Pashas would be, you would look at it Kiilu, the hezek is in the pri. But that which will makshiv, that the hezek is in the karka, thus is Eichet a Gvisir a kula. As Avad the kula has a geta, the geder shabai is the Torah was machshavet kilu the hezek is in the karka. But this is exeris akosiv, that you look at it kilu the hezek's in the karka, as it's a gvisir kula the Torah did to be makel on the mazik. As im kinem advarim, you could be matre a chilek of the rayas that the achrenim bring, that even if you did sad that the hezek is to the karka. But it's also gevisra kula neshuma that we look at it, that we're coming to be makel on the mazik in the way he's mishalim. As mele you find in the sugyas compare it to different things that are dinim of shuma, like in the Gemara Bam Metzia, Tzadik Tesam Ebeis, Klapi Gezel. Over there also, even though it's bringing it down, it's just bringing that there's kulas in the dinim of God, there's kulas in the shuma. As even if the geder is because the hezek is in the karka, abafar it's a gvisr kula to look at it. Or you could look at it that the hezek is in the peiris also. As thus gufa is nichlal in the gzeris akosiv, that the hezek is in the karka, gvisr kula. As lefi zeh, Ebezei would branch the Chakira, that it doesn't have to be Legamri. As Avada, there's one Shita that holds the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Tamakula and Shum, and has nothing to do with Hezek. But even if Shitas Rashi that learns that the word is because the Hezek is in the Karka, you'd still be able to be Masber Rashi, that the Geder Advarim is you fought, see, there's a Gevisera Kula that we're looking at it, the Hezek in the Karka, and we're not donning it as kilu adaver b'fnei atzmai, bishlema when you mazik a chayfetz l'moshol, you mazik a chair and you break a leg, a zavada, over there it's pasha misfara that you broke the chair, above here karka and peiris are shnei yonim b'fnei atzmai, as over here gufa when you're eating peiris you look at it you mazik the karka, thus is a chiddush in the shuma. As even if you Rashi that the geder advarim is your mazik the karka, but filu achi it's a kul in the shuma. As memela we could bring from over here as a mushal to other places that we're makel in the shuma also. So if you see kinem advarim la mandu, as is the grace of hakira. What's the geder of the din of shaman al gabi steyacha? We're trying to say is that this is only in the din of al gabi steyacha and the din of shishim. Everyone's mind, it's a din in Shuma. And what's the Chakira? The Chakira is the reason why Shaman al-Gabi steyacher, because it's a din in Kalka, or is the din of Shaman al-Gabi steyacher that it's a din in that it's tam a din in Shuma ba'alma. We're trying to say is even if you Rashi that the Geder Advarim is that you mazik the karka, it's also a kula and the gvisa in the shuma. That's why the Gemara compares it to other shumas that you makel by in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. As the feel the way we're learning in Rashi, it's a ksas makom lodin on the chiddush of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim understood that now that there's a kula that you mazik that we look at it, you mazik the karka. So what then with a bias and a chaloin? What's the davra nizik? The davra nizik is the bias. As if the davra nizik is the bias, is when you break a chaloin, it's not shava klum, klapi the bias. Yeah. But if you learn in Rashi that it's a gevisser kula, this din, as then after you could say the only time the Torah is machadish this din is when you make a tashlumei hezek, when makel in the tashlumei hezek, abaluye lifta legamri from the tashlumei hezek, azay vait, that we wouldn't go, as we'd have to make the shuma ba'if and acher. As the chazaynish dings, because we look at a chaloin as it's a dover nizik b'fnei atzmai, because a chaloin is oimid li token, as being that a chalayin is oimid litalkin, as mamela, we look at it as a davar nizik b'fnei atzmai. Yep. If you, the way we're learning, it's a different hesper. Bemis, there's a little bit of a taina on the chazainish. The mashal, if you mazik the yad of the eved, as over there, you make the shuma, how much is the eved shava with a yad and without a yad? What'll be by yad of the eved, which is oimid litalkin? The hainu, you could put a cast on it and you could fix it up. V'derech klal, you fix the hand. As l'fila chazainish, you'll have to pay kefil the shavis of the tikkun of the hand. Lai matzino, you make a new shuma of kefil the shavis of oimid litokin. Lai matzino. L'fila, the way we're learning, you could be miyashav the din of the chazainish of a mita macha. Not because you make a shuma kefil the oimid litokin, oba. But over here, there's no kula to say if it's going to make ki'ilu that there's no hezek b'chlal, we're not mekel azevait. Vinashvidas is a grace of Shiloh. There's a sachnaf gemin, as we saw. Nageya tekama mekoimis in Shas. This grace of Hakira. We learned min together dover of Shaman al-Gavis Teyachem. Sida.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.